It's always not easy sharing your story, but you know what? Talking about it, it's been healing, very healing for me. You know, my story first starts when I was about 18 years old. I was in love with this man. He gave me two black eyes and a broken nose. But I was in love with him, though. It was okay because he loved me and I loved him, too. You know, before my nose got broken, I marched my brave little ass over here to the courthouse and I filed a restraining order. But you know what? I didn't have the papers served. I was scared. I was worried about what was gonna happen to him. His mom's gonna be mad at him, his dad. I was so scared. You know, I felt guilt, blame, shame, like it was my fault. And I wish I had somebody there that held my hand, you know, that told me, like, rah-rah, say something. It's okay. When I got older, you know, I became a victim of sexual assault, December 17, 2017. And when that happened, it brought back a lot of emotions from when I was that 18-year-old little girl. Because when I was that little girl, I didn't say shit. But now that I'm older, I know to tell the people that love me, you know? Like my sister, who's right here. Give her a round of applause, y'all. Thank you, Ari. My parents who love me, my cousin, my family, my friends. You know the people that love you, God.
I love you.
I love you, too. And so when I filed my police report, I was scared. The incident happened in L.A., and the day or two after I came to Stockton, I didn't know what to do. You know, my sister told me about the Women's Center. The Women's Center here in Stockton, it's a resource that's free, y'all. It's free. I went over there. They told me that what he did was a crime. That in order for me to get free mental health services, that I have to file a police report and apply for victims of crime. But I was still so fucking scared. I was still scared about what was gonna happen to him, right? So when the police came, you know, they were like, "Rara, do you wanna press charges?" I said, "No, I'm really looking to get the free mental health services for myself and apply for victims of crime." Okay, so while Stockton PD was giving the courtesy report to LAPD, it took LAPD 2 months, two fucking long fucking months to get my report. And in those 2 months, I wanted to kill myself. I thought about when, where, how, what I was gonna do. I had PTSD. I was assaulted in a vehicle. I couldn't even drive. I couldn't even drive out of town. I used to host a show on Comcast Sportsnet interviewing mixed martial arts fighters. I used to travel all the time. I couldn't even drive out of town. It took me 4 months to do it. 4 months. And, you know, I had PTSD. I had nightmares. I couldn't eat. I dropped about 10 pounds. My mom was praying for me every day. Every week she went to church and she prayed for me. It was really hard on her. She loves me, my parents, my family. So when the LAPD, when the detective called me, I thought about my 18-year-old little self. It was this huge echo. God was like, "Rara, what you gonna do for yourself this time?" I thought about that girl that walked to the courthouse and filed a restraining order and didn't have the papers served because I was scared about what was gonna happen to him. And this time I said, "Fuck that shit." Woo! Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit. I'm pressing charges on this motherfucker. Right. Fuck that. Woo! And that's when I created Ra Ra Rocks. You'll see it over there, Ra Ra Rocks, these painted rocks over here. Ra Ra Rocks is a campaign to spread healing awareness for sexual assault and domestic violence victims like myself. It really helps encourage victims, survivors, to even speak up, share your story. You know, my motto is heal when you reveal to your rocks. You know, it makes me think of that Bible, the Bible, the verse, you know, John 8:32. The truth shall set you free.
You better go ahead now.
There you go. Here you go. You know, there's so much truth to that. Real talk, y'all, real talk. And so I created this campaign. Rocks are right over here. There's two energies behind each rock, gratitude and comfort. You know, it's like, I want to thank my sister for being my rock. Woo! I want to thank all y'all for being my rock, for supporting me. You know, there's so much truth that say something, speak up. Just pray about it, talk to God. Anything that can exude just that energy of just putting it out there in the universe, there's just so much truth to that. And that's why I started Rah Rah Rocks, y'all. I'm so proud of the campaign. It's been featured on the National Sexual Resource Center. You know, I have a lot of people in the community who has supported me. Y'all heard me speak when we did the Women's March. You know, and I'm very proud to be from Stockton. Hey, girl, I see you. You know, I wanna close this with sharing a quote from Nipsey Hussle. Rest in power. Y'all see my Crenshaw beanie I got on, right? Nipsey said, my thing is, I don't give no person that much power over my path that I'm walking. Not one person can make or break what I'm doing except me and God. Nipsey. So I want to encourage you guys to hold yourself accountable to heal. It's your responsibility. It's not your mom's, it's not your dad's, it's not your boyfriend's, it's not your girlfriend's, it's not your friend's. You can't blame nobody. Healing is your responsibility. So speak up, speak your truth, and heal when you reveal to your rocks. Thank you.